Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
Now sitting across from me is Shane Casey, who you probably know as Billy Murphy from Young Offenders. We'll get to Young Offenders in a minute, but before we even get to the man who talks to statues, let's talk football, because I know you're a Liverpool fan and you're being very polite so far.
Yeah,
and
well,
you haven't mentioned it.
Yeah, well, you kind of done the dirty on us last year and kind
true.
Of pulled, you know, whatever bit of momentum we had going. But I always think it's amazing how Liverpool are never good when United are good, and United are never good when Liverpool
so
are good.
So true, yeah.
They've got more in common.
Like, if you think about the Arsenal-United run in the early Premier League bits, there was then United-Chelsea when Chelsea came good. Yeah. But there hasn't been a real United-Liverpool title battle over years in a long time.
No, in a very long time. I think they have more in common than they have kind of, you know.
Massively so.
And you seem to be making the mistakes that Liverpool made. There's a lot of United players out there the other day who aren't United players, let's be
yeah,
fair.
Well, unfortunately they are United players. That's the problem. Yeah. But yeah, no, you're right. Look, I was saying, like, you know, going into it, I captained Mo Salah on a fantasy football team and took the United players out because I kind of only had one idea of what was going to happen. And lo and behold, I didn't want it to be that way. But when you sit there and you look at the two teams and how successful Klopp's Liverpool have been, all Arne Slot needed to do was be a little bit humble and go, do you know what, lads?
Yeah.
Keep doing what you're doing. We'll make
Hold.
A few little tweaks. Hold, exactly.
Yeah, it was a bit like Gladiator, really,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was like, they're going to make a mistake. Yeah, my dad rang me the other night and he was like, I think that was more of United being bad now than Liverpool being good. So the test is going to come for Liverpool in another few weeks.
And there's no doubt. I don't think this automatically makes you Liverpool title contenders. You beat the team who are in 14th. You should be doing that. But anyway, listen, as much as this would...
We'll move on for your own sake
as much
there,
as it
Dave.
Pains me to talk about it, let's move on. To The Man Who Talks to Statues, a play written by and starring you.
Yeah.
What can you tell us about it? What's the logic here?
It does exactly as it says on the tin. The Man Who Talks to Statues. There's no problem talking to statues. It's when they start talking back, Dave. That's when we have a problem.
Yes, but isn't this born of an actual conversation you had with a statue?
It is, yeah. I was in Limerick a few years back and I was probably going through the middle of acting and being on a tour and maybe not enjoying it. And
right.
I had a chat with Richard Harris. I said, look, give me a sign that I'm doing okay. And it was part of the Underground Festival in Limerick.
Right.
And the following night, I won Best Actor at their festival. So I thought it was
a
vote of confidence from that man. And then living in Dublin for a while, I think I've spoken to all of them.
So
Phil Linnett.
There's lots of statues. So who's made it into it? So Phil Linnett's in it.
Phil Linnett's made it into it. Molly Malone, who looks like Shadé.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Shadé is a big
double check this now.
Yeah, yeah. it's a big influence. Shadé is a big influence on our play this
didn't
time.
Didn't realise, yeah.
Yeah, and unfortunately, Luke didn't make the cut this time.
So Luke, he's just to the left of us here where our offices are in ZFM and the radio studios are. He's just kind of over the road on King Street.
Yeah, we had Luke in a previous version and unfortunately he didn't make the cut this time. That doesn't mean he's not going to make the television series. So,
there's a television series coming.
There's
well.
Not, but there's, like, but you know, like, just fishing.
Yeah.
I'm just fishing,
someone's
Dave.
Listening.
We have to get the book done as well, Dave. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So it's running in the Civic Theatre from the 5th until the 11th of September, which is part of the Dublin Fringe Festival.
Yeah.
An amazing festival to be part
of.
Yeah,
brilliant. Yeah, really good people.
And didn't this first go to radio?
It did. We did upstairs or downstairs in
downstairs
this house somewhere.
Dog. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and we did well out of it. I got a good response. We didn't get a nomination the other day, which I'm slightly
shocking.
Bitter about.
Yeah, I mean, come on, Radio Award nominations.
I know.
And
listen,
that, yeah.
I've listened to a few of the other plays, so I was in good company. I was
right,
just delighted
right.
to get it made.
Yeah.
I think that's the politically correct thing.
That's absolutely the right thing to say. And then how does it transfer then to stage? Is it very easy because it was written as a play? Or does a radio play write differently than a stage play?
Well, it was just a basic adaptation, but we used a kind of maybe a silly device of making him a voiceover artist, Foley artist, recording his own play.
Right.
So he's kind of stuck in, I always imagine him kind of in a bedsit or an attic apartment on the Mardyke in Cork, recording his own plays, because there's a lot of isolation around out there at the moment.
Yeah.
But it's nothing heavy.
Mm-hmm.
He's having a laugh recording his own play and he gets a little bit carried away with it. So it's a bit of fun. I'd say the first 10 minutes people are going, what is this?
But then
and then it,
it
settles in. No,
okay,
it's good crack.
Okay.
It's good crack.
Right, Civic Theatre, 5th to the 11th of September, The Man Who Talks to Statues, written by and starring Shane Casey. I'm sure you're aware of this, but a lot of people do adore Billy Murphy.
Like, they do, don't they?
Yeah, so Young Offenders, Billy Murphy, incredible character, and one you've had the opportunity to play across films and four series. And
yeah.
I mean, is there a point at one, you know, where you kind of go, I'm a bit sick of Billy, Or is he just always a dream?
Oh no, I've a mortgage now, Dave, so I'm not sick of him at all. In fact, I need a bit more of him.
He's right.
To be honest with you.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense, though. He's an amazing character.
Yeah, look, he's a bit of other characters that were out there before. But Peter Foote, the writer, director, really let me expand on it. And yeah. He let me improvise on it, and I'd say a lot of my improvisations at the start were probably because I have difficulties remembering my lines, so I was making up stuff,
right.
And they tended to go in
okay,
and work.
So
but Alex
it, yeah.
and Chris, the other two leads, are magnificent at improv as well.
Yeah.
So if they don't accept the offer, I'm in big trouble. So
yeah.
I put it down to who you're playing with as well.
Okay. Well, the three of you together, in fairness, it is yeah. it's a joy to watch.
They're
and
good,
has been.
They're good friends of mine now at this stage.
Yeah.
They've been over to the house and they good, are good.
Good.
Buddies,
good. Like, good. You know? Message in from Paddy Mack in Limerick says Shane is a legend. The bus scene with Billy Murphy, the I Owe You One episode, are just too funny. They really need to do a Billy Murphy spin-off straight to number one on Netflix on Billy. He says
that would be lovely. All right.
The mortgage
I have
taken
the
care
opening
of.
Scene. Billy Murphy walking through a golf course. Eating marshmallows. One for me, one for you. And then a posh lad teeing off and he just sees hundreds of these white dots around him.
What is ball lads?
That would be good,
that
wouldn't
would
it?
Be an excellent
so Peter Foote, if you're listening, no, I don't want to spin off.
Oh, yes, you do.
Yes.
Oh, yes, exactly. Now, look, I know I played you a voice earlier on when Emer was wondering, did she spy you on the Black Rock Road?
Yeah.
Georgina's been on with a little factoid about Shane, and not Billy, but Shane, right?
I used to live with Shane Casey in Cork City. He moved into my house, Jesus, this is about going back 10 years, well before the Young Offenders, but he was an absolute pleasure to live with, and we had mighty crack. I wish him all the best. He's a gent.
There you go. So do you remember Georgina?
I do. I remember. And one of the lads from the Franks was living in the house as well.
You're kidding.
So it was
what
like
a house? Sir,
yeah, Rory was living in this house as well. I think actually I still owe the landlord 50 quid or something. But that damage was done before I moved
you
into the house.
You definitely were not responsible
no,
for that.
No, I wasn't.
That's for
no,
sure.
No. They were. That was... Do you know what? That was a good time.
Good times. Right. Well, The Young Offenders, obviously, Series 4 went out on the BBC. We're waiting for it to arrive on RTE at some point. I'm sure it will. And it'll be very, very welcome when it does. Quick fire round before you go. What are you currently obsessed with, Shane?
My little boy.
Yes. What age is he?
And I said it now, haven't I?
You have.
Yeah, he's 6 months.
Six months
I'm missing
old.
Him now at the moment.
So are you up in Dublin all the time?
I'm up now. So
right.
We had to come up the other day. I know I was saying it, yeah. Like, so the baby is being minded at the moment by herself. So it's all new. It's amazing. It's great.
Is.
And, you know, I have a lot to learn. But, you know, it's good crack, you know.
Well, look, if I've managed to drag four of them up, you'll be fine with the one. I
probably
promise
should have said Fraser or something. Mindhunter.
No.
Interesting.
Absolutely. Your 6 month old is definitely.
I couldn't bully you.
Yeah, exactly. That's the truth. That's what I like about it. Who's the most famous person in your phone?
Michael Ward from Top Boy. Yeah.
Yeah. How'd you meet him?
Well, we did The Beautiful Game, the film about the Homeless World Cup.
Yes.
And I pop up in that with Bill Nighy. I send him off. He's like, he was very encouraging. He was like, hello, Shane, you have to write this play. If you don't write it, it won't happen.
So
Bill Nighy is the reason this play.
That's incredible.
And Shaun of the Dead, which is on its re-release after 20 years, is my favourite film.
So there you go.
So I'm in Tesco's on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
And then I get a phone call. Could you go to Rome on Thursday? And I'm on set on Friday with Bill Nighy. One of my favourite actors. And no, one of my favourite people.
And who tells
you Michael Ward
to write
and Callum
this?
That was in It's a Sin.
Yes.
Like, amazing people to work with. And he was like telling me about his times out with Richard Harris.
Oh, stop. Okay.
Lovely.
Amazing.
Lovely
amazing.
Man.
What was in your lunchbox when you were 8 in school? What would have been in there when you opened up for Sus Bjog or Sus Moore?
There would have been ham and cheese, I'd say. Mm. Basic enough.
Fair, my favourite still.
A snack or a club milk.
Nice.
Club. When it was an actual biscuit.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
And it would have been Robinson's Orange, I'd say.
Nice.
When I was 8.
In a carton.
There was I had a flask before I was 8, in which was a Snoopy flask, you know, the blue ones that are kind of square. Circular square. And there would have been Bovril in that.
I was going to ask what was in it. I was not expecting you to say Bovril.
I would have been bullying then that it was Coca-Cola. Like, I would have been putting on that it was Coca-Cola.
It was the smell of beefy Coca-Cola, Makes perfect sense.
For sure, look.
And the final question I ask all my guests, because I don't.
Okay.
Do you wash your legs in the shower, Shane?
Oh, sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah.
What would be the occasion? What would spur you on?
Oh, if I've been to the gym, yeah.
Right, okay, so actual sweatiness
or
something like that.
Yeah, I do kickboxing, so there is...
You do kickboxing, don't
there
you?
There is, yeah, there is actual sweat there.
And yeah.
He insists we wear the pants when we're training in the class, but I can wear shorts
when you're
doing the private classes.
Okay,
the one-on-one
okay.
stuff. Like.
I suppose, if you're kicking pads or kicking other people, you'd want to wash the legs afterwards.
You should.
Makes perfect sense. All right, the Civic Theatre from the 5th to the 11th of September. The Man Who Talks to Statues. Inspired by Bill Nye. Go along and see it. Shane, it's a pleasure to meet you. Thanks a million
Lovely
for coming
to
in.
You too.
Good stuff, Shane Casey. Thanks a million.
Dave Moore on Today FM
Podcast.